Hello, everyone, and welcome to the premiere episode of Radio Freethinker.
On Sunday, November 4th, Portland's Typhoon brings their enormous sound to the Rickshaw Theater. Mixing parlor music with indie rock sensibilities, this 12-piece is a band that simply cannot be missed. Special guests include the incredible Laura Gibson and Lost Lander. So this is an amazing triple bill you can only catch at the Rickshaw Theater on Sunday, November 4th. Advance tickets are available at live@rickshaw.com for only $12.
Good stuff there. CITR 101.9, the Discorder Radio Show. Welcome to it. Glad to have you along with us. Wade here along with...
DJ CJ.
CJ, the DJ. And that we just heard was Tame Impala. And if the truth be known, Tame Impala from Melbourne, Australia. Perth, Australia, by the way. But they're playing in Melbourne this week. That's why I got it mixed up. We've had the CD in our hands, ready to go for the last 3 weeks straight. But we've had so much great music to play here in the Discord Radio Show that we haven't got a chance till now. So we're happy to play them and also glad to see them rising in the CITR charts, number 11 this week.
Really?
Brand new music out of Australia. It's Tame Impala, and that track was called Lucidity. Sounding very Beatles-esque, if I do say so myself.
True.
Good stuff. Okay. I got a great show as always. Started a little bit behind the eight ball, but nonetheless, we've still got 20 rockin' minutes to entertain, educate, and enlighten you here on the Discord Radio Show. We've got our editor-in-chief, Laurel, along with us.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, we're going to talk to you about the brand new issue, which is literally hot off the press. I haven't even seen... Oh, and it is quite warm as I'm now feeling it.
Literally just came in.
We're going to talk about that after the next song and also do a bit of a final... shout out to the October issue. Now here we are in the last couple days of October. Right now we're going to play another song from a band who we did a album review of this month. It is Lady Hawk from Vancouver, one of the coolest album covers around.
True.
Taken right here at UBC at the War Memorial Pool. And these guys are number one this week on CITR. And also another thing to note of Lady Hawk is this album just finally got added to the library. So when you look on the playlist, it's now in there as well.
And they're playing two shows this week. What do you know?
That was the third thing I wanted to mention. Thank you, Laurel.
Scooped.
Awesome. Perfect. At the Biltmore, I believe, on Thursday night?
Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay, so without further ado, Lady Hawk, we're going to play this one called Sinking Ship on the Discord Radio Show on CITR 101.9. Minutes and 6 seconds of raw, unabashed energy. Vancouver's Lady Hawk with Sinking Ship on the Discord Radio Show, CITR 101.9. Wade here along with CJ and our editor-in-chief, the big cheese, the head honcho, Laurel B. How you be?
Great.
Alrighty. So the brand new November issue, is this a bit unprecedented? It's only October 30th. We still have 2 whole days. There's still at least 30... 2 hours left in the month, and we've already got the November issue upon us.
We transcend calendar days around here.
Nice. That.
Yeah.
So aside from this amazing cover, and I guess we have to give credit to our own Jazz.
Jazz Halloran, nice work.
For that one. What else can you, what are some things to look out for the brand new November issue?
Well, we've got the band on the cover this month is The New Values, a local punk rock trio who are in a plethora of other bands as well, actually.
A plethora, good word.
A plethora. Let's see, you might know some of them from Defectors or Dirty Spells, Modernettes, etc., etc. I could go on. Check it out, though. Who else we have? Solo project electronic artist named Ian William Craig. We've got...
Yes, in fact, just to interject, I believe that we have an interview with Ian William Craig that our own Fraser Dobbs we've got some audio of that. We're not going to play it now. We'll save that for next week.
Ooh.
We don't want to jump the gun. We're still in October, but come next month when it's official, we'll play a snippet of that interview with Ian William Craig, courtesy of our own Fraser Dobbs.
Fantastic. We've got Watermelon preview on the Wrong Way Festival coming up in November, and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. And if you really want to know, you should probably just go and pick it up yourself.
There you go.
On the streets in your community.
And where can we pick it up? Where can people find this?
Actually, if you go to discorder.ca, we've got a distribution map that shows you all the nice places around Vancouver where you can pick it up. Most places on UBC campus, your local record store, coffee shop. We've basically got everywhere from UBC to Burnaby covered.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
That's how we do it here at Discord Radio. And that says, of course, this is the audio version of this great, great piece of Vancouver independent journalism right here. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things we do every month is we review a bunch of new albums. One of the albums, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, Laurel, but one of the albums we reviewed this past month, or in October, was The Cyrillic Typewriter.
Yes.
Now, we're going to play some of their music in a bit. What can you tell the fine folks listening? Give them a little more insight into this band.
Jason Zampano has been involved in a bunch of other Vancouver projects, probably most notably Destroyer, and he just did the musical score, or I guess the direct music direction for a movie that was just in Vancouver International Film Festival called Cartoon College.
Ah, so, which our own Megan wrote a wonderful review of, I believe, in this October edition.
Indeed, indeed. I don't know, how do you describe the album? I haven't heard much music like this before.
Maybe we should use this moment of your loss for words to as a segue into playing a track from them.
Yeah.
So from their new album, French Door,
yes.
This one is called Visions of Daniel. It's the Cyrillic Typewriter on the Discord Radio Show, CITR 101. Here we go now.
Inside in the book.
CITR 101.9, there you go. That was Visions of Daniel from Cyrillic Typewriter, who we reviewed this month in the Discorder magazine with their album French Door. Now, only a couple days left in the month, but if you've picked up a copy already of Discorder magazine, you will notice that there's a great article written by Corey Ratch called Rebels with a Cause: Public Enemy, the CRTC, and Censorship in the 90s. And here on CITR, going way back in the fall of 1990, so what's that, 22 years ago? Wow. Fall of 1990, there was a song released on their album called The Fear of a Black Planet, called Welcome to the Terrordrome. Public Enemy fans out there probably have heard of it. And there were some lyrics that were considered a bit anti-Semitic, if you will. So what ended up happening was there was actually a CITR-sponsored concert that happened at the Orpheum Theater August 30th, 1990. And in the lead-up to the concert, there was a bit of controversy, which started with a complaint that was filed to then UBC President David Strangeway by a member of the Vancouver Jewish community, expressing concern that UBC was funding a radio station that had chosen to support such an event. UBC released a position statement noting the delicate balance between free and responsible expression and promised to set up a task force on race relations. Within a week of the concert, CITR held its first hip-hop competition, DJ Sound Wars, to help support the Pacific Northwest fledgling hip-hop community. But soon after the celebration, the release of Discorder's Ice-T cover, which featured Ice-T giving the bird on the cover of Discorder back in September of 1990. And then CITR music director Chris Buchanan received a letter from the BC Organization to Fight Racism, also known as the BCOFR, stating that CITR, quote, CITR has demonstrated a flagrant disregard for Canadian broadcast policy by airing and sponsoring the work of Public Enemy, a group well known for promoting racism and religious intolerance. Well, there was a lot back and forth between the CRTC, CITR, and the BC Organization to Fight Racism, and that went on for a little while. But in the end, CITR, there was no license revoked. So CITR won that one, and ultimately not much came of their brush with political controversies of rap lyrics. Yes, we didn't lose our license, but the incident did highlight the ground between free speech and dangerous speech that the station and this magazine, as part of their responsibility as media, have had to tread ever since. If you want to read more about this story, it's told in much more compelling fashion than I could ever do on the radio by Corey Ratch. Pick it up. It's still available for a couple more days, the October version of Discorder magazine. So on that note, and honoring our past here at Discorder, let us play that track, which was so controversial way back in September of 1990. It's Public Enemy with Fear of the Terror Drome.
Welcome to the Terror Drome.
I meant it was all the fear that was incited, but thank you, CJ, for that for that correction. Yes. And let's welcome your ears to listening right now on the Discorder Radio Show.
Now they're the mic in Sydney. Me and my favorite Tizzle Rolo. Never be a fool like me, go solo. Laser and a stranger, major. Razor, blazer, brain and trainer. The way I'm living, forgiven, or I'll give it out. Throw it on the flex. I don't know about later. And for now, I know how to find a paranoid. Need a pallet up the head. Yeah, I wear guns on this fear. Whether it's Santa Claus just a minute ago, I'm not quick to go find the heart. Words to keep from getting church, change some ways. The way back in the early days, more than a good revolt. They'll follow the code. Still talk to those. Never question what I am, God knows. Cause I'm coming for the heart. What I got, better get some. Hustler of culture, statement, it's been the face. But the rap he beat, respect for giving, how's he living? Now I can't protect, I'm paying no defect. Check the record and record, intentional wreck. Hey, offense and middle made the call to the ball, broke the law. Now my father is falling. Doing this fair square throughout my years. Throwing power with the little guy. Like to the ball, my home is your home. Sydney, oh, welcome to the Terror Dome. Come on, yeah. Go, go, go! Welcome to the Terror Dome! Come on, come on! Hey! Welcome to the Terror Dome! Yo, check it out! We're gonna let y'all get the sound of the pain! Public Enemy! Welcome to the Terror Dome! Y'all ride with the instrumental. Y'all wanna ride? Say yeah. Y'all wanna ride? Say yeah. Do y'all wanna ride? Say yeah. Do y'all wanna ride? Say yeah. Welcome to the Terror Dome. Welcome to the Terror Dome. Come on, y'all. Hey, welcome to the Terror Dome.
CITR 119, Public Enemy, going back to 1990. Welcome to the Terror Drome, a song that caused just so much controversy here at our very station 22 years ago and almost caused us to lose our license. Luckily, we didn't, and we're still going strong. So strong, we're promoting music shows all over the map, including Shindig tonight. Check it out, the Rail Club. And something else cool that's happening tomorrow night, Trip O'Ween at the Fortune Nightclub, where a lot of CITR peeps are going to be hanging out. I'm on the fence. I think it's going to be great. I've got a few other Halloween parties in the go, but I will try to get there. How about yourself, CJ? Are you going to check it out?
Definitely. I'll try to dress up as a zombie pilot.
What a great combination.
Thank you.
And we've got, who do we have on this bill? I know Teen Witch is going to be the headliner.
But we also have...
I think it's... we had it.
Falcons. We have
Falcons. Yes, they're going to be playing.
And we have Falcons from Oakland, Teen Witch, of course, from Chicago, Cyril Han, Killing Time Quartet, Wobangs, Boya,
yeah,
and Based Goth.
It all happens at Fortune Nightclub tomorrow night, Tripoween. 9 p.m. is when it starts. Check the Facebook page for more information and more details.
And Shindig.
Yep. Yeah, I did quickly mention that while you were trying to find the song. But it's all good, man. That's tonight, the Railway Club.
Right.
And yeah, CJ, hopefully I'll see you there tomorrow night. Because last time we had went to a concert, we had a great time. We went to We Need Surgery and Fine Times.
That's
at
right.
The British Ex-Servicemen's Club. That was about 10 days ago. That was a rocking time.
Absolutely. I loved it.
Yeah.
We Need Surgery was really good.
We Need Surgery was surprisingly awesome.
Yep.
Because we hadn't really heard much of their material before. We knew Fine Towns would be great because we've been promoting them here on the station, and we played a bit of their interview a few weeks ago. And what was nice too is the shout out. I was pretty happy about the shout out.
Yes, they you got us a shout out.
But I got to give you some credit for it as well, CJ. I think would you up there jamming away with me at that point?
No, I was out getting wine and cigarettes.
Oh. CJ the DJ promoting wine and cigarettes here at CITR 101.9. Well, on that note, we're going to end off the show with a song that we both get a chance to rock out to from Fine Times, Into the Mechanarium. Thank you for a great October, and we will talk to you next month and with lots more great stuff from the brand new album. So here we go. Fine Times, Into the Mechanarium. On 101.9 Discorder Radio Show, CITR.
that the question, what kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be, what kind of humanity we wish